Hey, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I'm so glad you're here with me today because we're going to talk about learning, about raising up children and the way they should go. You're going to love it. It's going to be so awesome. So glad you're joining me today in Studio C for another Glorious Living, and I have Chrissy with me.
Always so glorious to be with you, Miss Kathy.
We just love being glorious.
I love being a glorious
girl. We're getting down with our glorious self.
That's right. We need to put that everywhere.
And I hope you're getting down with your glorious self, because it's wonderful to know Jesus and to know the wonderful life that He came to give us.
That's why we are glorious. It's all because of Him.
Amen.
Always because of Him. And our ministry is putting out resources, daily content to strengthen your faith so that you can walk in victory each and every day. It's just amazing what we're doing here.
Oh, I know it. And you know, we have these conferences each year. We have the Visionary Conference and the Glorious Conference.
Yes.
And I remember during the Glorious Conference, which was just recently, people were saying the Glorious Visionary Conference. I'm like, we're kind of renaming
it. Let's just put
it.
Them both together. Why not? I love it. I actually have a great testimony I wanted to share. I believe it really will bless those viewing. And also, it goes along with our program we have today.
Okay, good.
So it's from Facebook. It says, "What an incredible ministry. It has been such a powerful blessing. I'm just 17. But work with my family in our family mission. We use music and musical theater to share Jesus. Thank you so much to Brother Jesse for your Merry Heart series. They're so funny and I love to watch them. I also listen to your podcast and your boardroom chats. You and Pastor Kathy are so awesome to listen to when you're talking through the word together. I love to play music like Brother Jesse and write songs and sing too. It's part of what I do in the family ministry, and I aspire to take the gospel to the world through music. Thank you so much for what you've done for me and my family and the church. I'm so honored and grateful for your prayers for me and my family. My little brother, who is 9, loves to listen to you on our breaks from home education and school." Isn't that awesome?
I love that. The whole family.
The whole
part
family.
Of it.
She's just 17 years old. She has her 9-year-old little brother involved. It's never too early to know about Jesus.
That's so good.
It's
and
so
you know,
good.
Every place we go, it seems like even when we go to minister somewhere, even when we were in Switzerland earlier this spring, the children didn't want to go to children's church. They wanted to hear Brother Jesse.
I
they call
it.
Him Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse's on fire, I'll tell you
so,
what.
So, you know, it's the beauty of the gospel that it crosses generations.
Yes.
The message of the gospel is so pure and so uplifting. Whoever will listen to it will be changed and encouraged.
Oh, hallelujah. And I believe you watching will be changed today.
That's
gonna be
so
great.
Good. And
yes,
today's going to be a great program.
It sure is.
That's so good because today we're excited to welcome back Cherie Gomez back to Studio C for the third time. Cherie is an author and educator. She has a bachelor's degree in elementary education and a master's degree in educational leadership and administration. She's also Chrissy's sister and the wife of our JDM Director of Global Media Outreach, George Gomez. And together they have two precious boys, JD and Gino. And Cherie is here today with us to share the importance of cultivating character of your child through learning.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome back,
there
Cherie.
She is.
Thank you so much
Hi,
for
Sissy.
Having me.
Hey,
Chrissy.
This is
so
good.
Great.
Yeah, I've got the 3 C's in the house.
Yeah, yes, triple C, full of power.
Chrissy, Kathy, and Cherie.
Yes,
so
I'm
good.
So happy to be back.
Yeah.
I just love watching this show and love being under this ministry.
Yes.
And it's just been a blessing to our family. George and I and our sons are just blessed beyond measure being under your teaching, Brother Jesse's teaching, and we just can't say thank you enough for all that you've done, and physically, spiritually, financially,
awesome.
Everything under that umbrella that you guys have poured into our lives, and we're able to minister and go out and do the same thing. Everything you're giving us, we go out and we're doing those things in our community.
Amen.
I love that.
Yes.
I know you've written two books.
Yes, ma'am.
Two beautiful books.
Yes.
And you've been on here to talk about that last one, or not last time you were here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so much inside of you. And the fact that you're an educator, now you're a stay-at-home mom, although you've worked in the school system for many years.
Yes.
Now are you homeschooling? Is that what it is?
Yes, ma'am. I homeschool. And, you know, God really, it's a calling that I said yes to. It's something I never dreamed that I would do, you know, but I was an administrator. I was an assistant principal of my son's school, and I felt the calling around the time of the pandemic, COVID, and his school was doing virtual learning, and so I was at home with my younger child, and we were doing virtual learning with my older son, and I said, you know what, JD, this is working out for us.
Yeah.
I love to teach, and you're a good student, and, you know, Jesus says the student will be like his teacher, and I said, well, you know what, this is working out pretty good, and you can learn, you know. So it really worked for us, and I said, one day George came home and I said, George, this is something I believe God's putting on my heart to do for our family. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it may not be for everyone, but I feel the tug on my heart to homeschool our children. And I really want to do this for my son. And he said, well, Cherie, I support you 100%.
Wow,
you know, because,
yeah.
you know, like there's a book that Jesse wrote, the Big 12.
Yes.
And I pull that out a lot, even back in the
really?
Day. Yes, ma'am. And he says, you know, it could be a good idea, but is it a God idea?
I love when he says that.
So yeah.
And that is something that really has stuck with me. And this was a God idea.
I
remember, you know, my friend always says, Cherie, when do you have time for yourself? You homeschool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I said, at 3 a.m. when they're all sleeping. But you know what? At 3 a.m., that's when I hear his voice.
Yeah.
That's when I hear that faint whisper. I've heard it audibly. Once I've heard it audibly. And he leads and guides me for his name's sake. And I don't want to do anything that's a good idea just based on my feelings.
Yeah.
I want to do what he wants for me.
Oh,
and I know that I'm walking in the path that he has put me on. And that's what the Bible says. You lead and guide me for your name's sake. And
yeah.
then God gets all the glory for
I love
it.
Oh, Sister
and
Cherie,
you know,
preaching.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. You know what I like about that, and I thought about what you're saying, is that you're an example to your children.
Thank you.
Because a lot of people ask their kids, what do you want to do? But really, our question to our
yes.
children should be, what does God want you to do?
That's right.
And so that's what you're doing, following God's steps. So we train our children in the way they should go. And the way they should go is the way the Lord has planned for their life, because he knows their giftings. He
yes.
knows what
Amen.
Makes them happy.
That's right.
And so it's beautiful that you can train them up and recognize things that their strengths are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And help guide them in that way.
That's right. And it's just cultivating that atmosphere of prayer and that making your home that sanctuary and leading by example. You know, there's not a day that goes by where when we're leaving, I don't care if we're just going to Nona's house, you know,
yeah.
or going to the grocery store. I say, okay, guys, let's hold hands before we leave and let's pray a prayer of protection over
good.
Us. And
that's good.
Let's ask the Lord to get us home safe and put those angels around our vehicle. I'm teaching them to pray, to put that faith into practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so what better way is, you know, nobody knows their child. No one knows your child more than the mother.
Yeah, should be
and,
that way.
Right. And so he's learning that from my husband, you know, reading the word with him at night, but with both my children and, you know, just learning that atmosphere of faith. And I learned it at a young age. I remember I used to take everything seriously. When I would study, I was in second grade.
Yes.
And you would have thought I was studying
very
for
different.
The bar exam. Okay?
Yes.
But it was a reading test in second grade. And I remember my mom bringing me to school one day. And I said, Mom, I'm so nervous, which I still do today. I'm like, you know, help me, Mom. And she does. And I remember we were in the car. And we were in the car line. She said, Cherie, let's pray. She goes, I see you're anxious about this test. And she took my hand, and I'll never forget this prayer. She said, Lord, let everything Cherie prayed, let it go through her brain, down her arm, into the pencil to write the right answer. And I said, oh, that was a bold prayer.
Yeah.
Can we pray that? And she goes, well, we just did. So you go ace that test.
Yeah, confidence.
So I walked in, and when I took that test, I took everything I had worked for, everything I studied, and then I put that faith into practice. And you know what happened? The next day, I made 100 on it. But
Amen.
Guess who got the glory?
God.
Yeah. Oh, I love it so much.
So
yeah.
she instilled that
That's
in
right.
me in second grade with a little test.
Really?
You know, it was like
yeah.
maybe 10 questions. But she taught me that, you know what? Whatever you put your hand to,
yep.
if God is involved in it, then you will succeed.
Yeah.
That's
and
so
you're
good.
Teaching this to your children.
And I'm
sure.
teaching that to my children.
I love it.
You know, JD, he was 11 years old when he saw my dad, his papaya, go through some health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he watched my sister and I, my husband and I, my mom, he watched us come together as a family and mm-hmm. pray and believe that he was mm-hmm. that my dad was going to get out the hospital. And he watched it happen. He was there when
yep.
we wheeled our dad down the ICU to a regular room and then out the hospital down home.
Yeah.
And now today he's eating an oyster po' boy, you know,
yeah,
like
it's
like nothing happened.
Yes.
But that's faith. And,
yes.
and he's learning that. And he's seeing that even in those hard times, you put God first, you pray, You get on your face.
Yeah.
And no better person to teach you than your own family at home.
Your own family.
Oh, and that's where it starts.
Yeah. And I love watching it too, being your sister and being so close to you all and seeing JD walk through this homeschooling journey is just so amazing because he's thriving.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of the time when I get to spend time with you all and I'm there for one of those days to watch you actually homeschool him, I see that you sometimes you put the books away and it's so beyond the books.
It is beyond. I say, okay, there's times where let's put the book away because, you know, anyone can have a college degree, but do you have common sense? You know,
or
do you have character? You know, so I want him to be well-rounded. I want both my children to know how to be good citizens and be involved in knowing what's going on in the world and know really why are you being homeschooled. You're being homeschooled because these are the reasons. I really don't want to expose you to certain things right now in the public school system that now is infiltrated into some private schools, indoctrination of genders and different things like that. But, you know, we can protect our children and we can teach them. It all starts at home. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, you can teach them the ways to go, you know. And yeah, I love that because we'll put the books away. And if he's studying one day, his online school, he goes to Liberty University Online Academy. And one of the online programs he was in did an online field trip. And it was with NASA. And so he was talking directly to astronauts. And I said, well, Daddy, why don't you, my dad worked with NASA and he sold high-tech electronic equipment to the space shuttle. And I said, Dad, you need to come over and sit with JD while he's doing this online virtual learning today. And so it became like a whole family thing, you know, and then sometimes just putting the books away and going on a field trip or taking a trip. Yes. You know, he was learning geology, and I said, George, we need to go to Gatlinburg.
What
we need
a great to go see the Smoky Mountains. To the Smokies, huh?
He said, okay, Cherie. I said, well, you know, it's a good excuse to go on vacation, but he needs to see, you know, the mountains and see a waterfall. He's learning all this stuff, but I want him to experience it. Mm-hmm. And that's what our dad did for us. You know, he would make his business trips vacations. And we drove from here to California. We saw the Grand Canyon. We saw Carlsbad Caverns. We saw the Painted Desert. And so by the time I got home and I saw it in a textbook, I said, oh, I've already been there. I know what it looks like, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's just making real, making learning real, making it fun, doing something with your hands, even with little ones, you know, Gino. I call him my little muffin man. He loves muffins. I said, in the morning, I said, you know what?
So
I'm not going to open up a little bag of muffins today.
You don't actually sing the muffin man?
Sometimes I do.
Oh, that could be my job because I'll totally sing
she
that
sings
for
it.
It.
But I'll say, you know what, Gina? Today we're not going to eat the little bites out the back. I have to live up to this homeschool mom thing a little bit and be a little domestic. So we're going to make them, not from scratch, but out of a box, you know? And so he'll help me. And so just involving them with their hands and making learning fun and finding things they're interested in, you know, going to the library and pick out a book that you like, something you're interested in, you know, and
Well, you know, all this month in the month of August, because school is starting, a lot of parents are watching. They want to get some pointers. And even if you don't have children, you're going to love this because you maybe remember your own childhood. And because every one of us, even though some may not have children, you're around children many times. You work with them or something. I know it'll encourage them. But the concept of a stay-at-home mom that's also homeschooling, bringing in it all full circle is so wonderful.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of people that watch. Maybe they don't know a lot about homeschooling. Do you have actually a room in the house?
Yes.
Or do you do, is the kitchen table okay?
So I think the kitchen table is okay if that works for some people. But I believe in having something set apart for that learning environment. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have a room where it's, you know, it's a sunroom and he's looking out. We have a big window so he can kind of look up at the sky and he doesn't feel closed in. And I think it's very important to set aside a place.
And do you have like set hours that you do it, or is it flexible?
And that's another thing. I feel like it's important to have a schedule. You know, I don't want him sleeping in till 10 o'clock. I say, okay, you got to get up, brush your teeth.
Man, JD, if he's watching, he's probably like, why?
But there are days where, you know, we might stay up a little later.
Well, it's teaching and discipline in all areas of life.
It's discipline, you know, and
it's
that's important too. And just knowing that some of these things with homeschool are just, there's misconceptions, you know. So if there's women watching that say, oh, I don't know if I could do that, or maybe, you know, maybe my kids won't be social, there are so many opportunities out there now where kids can be social. And my son has more friends than he's ever had, mm-hmm. you know, because these mom groups come together and they form what's called co-ops.
Oh.
And they have co-op and they give the children electives. So mm-hmm. for instance, even in St. Charles Parish, they're offering graphic design for kids his age or art classes for the little ones. And it's just a beautiful way to really cultivate their talent and find out what they're interested in and get around kids that are like-minded. I mean, he does like his video games, and anyone who has a 12-year-old son knows Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
So he's on a Sonic the Hedgehog fan club. You know, it's just finding fun things for them to do, mm-hmm. or at the same time getting their learning done. And it's incredible how much you can get done in maybe 2 hours, whereas when you're at school, you know, you have a whole day, and there's some distractions, mm-hmm. you know, but when we're done, we head out the door, you know. I like to say I'm a homeschool mom, but I'm not really a homebody. So as soon as we're done, we like to get up and go and, you know, find a sport that he's interested in or maybe a musical instrument. He loves the piano, you know. So it's really finding what your child likes and knowing that they're not going to be deprived. Mm-hmm. If anything, they'll be deprived from things that could maybe harm them, you know, when you push them out too soon or get them around certain maybe friends that aren't good for them, you're really protecting your child. And I know you can't protect them from everything in this world. I know heartache will come, and I know the real world. And I always tell him that. I said, the devil roams around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So don't think twice that, you know, that he's not going to try to come in
exactly.
and with temptation and this and that. I said, but that's why you have to be strong mm-hmm. and mighty in the word of God. And I'm teaching you these things, and it's coming from me and your father, mm-hmm. you know.
It's so good. Yeah, and I love about this whole program, too, is the passion that's coming from you. You know,
yes.
you are an educator. And you studied for that at school. And even when she was sharing about when she was taking tests seriously, we were so different. I still made the honor roll, though, Miss Kathy.
Oh,
I feel like I have to tell you that.
You were so
A, B, I was very smart. But
were.
I can remember, because we're 7 years of, yeah.
You're still smart.
Thank you.
Oh, you are. I'm sorry, Chrissy.
I love it. It's fine. I get it. I know. But it's just, I can remember, we're 7 years apart.
Oh.
So she would be in her room studying, mm-hmm. and I could remember talking to my dad, and I would just be throwing the ball in the living room, just back and forth. My mom's like, stop throwing the ball in the house. And I'm like, but I'm having fun. And then Sheree would just open up the door and go, shh, and then slam the door.
She needed quiet.
I needed to concentrate.
Yeah. I kind of was studious.
It's a
I loved
gift.
To
yeah.
study. It was my thing, you know.
Yeah, well, you taught me too.
Yeah.
We would play school. And she would get the board out, and she would write down all of the things that we were learning that day. I think I learned how to do the times tables from you.
Yes.
And then, but it's just great to look at you now as a mother, as a woman of God, and to sit here and chat with you on another level to people watching and see that passion, because I believe there's a lot of parents who they're overwhelmed. The school year's beginning. Maybe their mm-hmm. child has learning disabilities, or maybe there's just so much going on in their home life that they can't get excited.
That's
but I
right.
believe you're here to share. You know, will you share that with some of the viewers who may be a little down and out about the school year, but to encourage them to...
And I've been there, too. I want to tell them that, you know, through every season, whether you're the stay-at-home mom or whether you're the working mom, I've been in both places.
Yes,
and in
have.
Both times, I needed God more
Amen.
Than anything. Mm-hmm. And he's what led me through those times when I was getting up early, packing lunches, getting my kids' uniforms, you know, packing my boys in the car. He's what got me through those times. And I just want to encourage those women too, you know, to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, but with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Make your request known to God and have that thankful heart. And I think the thankfulness, the grateful heart is what brings the passion, you know. And if you just have that grateful heart and ask him to help you and to put your son or your daughter in the right class, bring the good friends around them, bring the right teacher, that he will, you know, and he'll remove certain people from their life, or he'll put people in their life or in their path to encourage them during the day. And you have to believe that when you put things in his hands, when you ask, seek, and knock, the door will be open to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do that for a working mom as well.
Yeah.
You know, and so I do believe that it's with that grateful heart. If you talk to anyone who's successful or seems happy or has joy, and you ask them, what is your secret? I believe their secret is Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's waking up, even on those bad days, you know, and you just say, you know what? This is not going to be a bad day. And you change your words,
right.
And you say, this is the day the Lord has made. Yeah. I will rejoice and be glad in it, because every day is a new opportunity to serve Him.
Amen.
Yes.
And you could always find something to be thankful about. And it starts there. If you start with that one thing that you're thankful about, even if it seems insignificant, then you just sit before the Lord, and
that's
He will reveal other things, and then you'll go on a journey of just being appreciative and thankful. And then He opens your heart and your understanding for that next step.
Yes.
It may be a difficult step that's ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a lot of children. Maybe you're at a place where you're not sure what to do. Maybe you're the grandmother watching over a child that's dealing with it. No matter what stage of life we're in, we all can learn from each other.
That's right.
But it all starts with, like you said, being thankful and knowing that God is a good God, a faithful God. He will help us and teach us the steps to take.
That's right.
He knows what's good for our children.
Yes.
He knows what's the best next step for them. And, you know, there's so many choices, so many opportunities for them. And you don't want to get so scattered that they're doing so many things that they're not learning to find the thing. Is that good?
That is good, so good.
Yeah,
because
right.
even I'm kind of going through that right now. I always loved Harry Connick Jr., you know, the New Orleans piano player. And I'm like, J.D., I want you to be the next, you know, Harry Connick.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, so we've been doing piano lessons, but I kind of see his interests are changing, and it's breaking my heart. I'm like, I really wanted this for you, you know. But he's like, but Mom, I really like technology, and I want to kind of do what Dad used to do with graphic design. And he designs his own birthday invitations, and he gets with George, and so I'm seeing that his interests are changing, and that's so good to just kind of not give it up completely, but kind of move into another direction.
And you're willing to do
and
that,
I'm
too.
Willing
you're
to
open
do,
to
and
it.
And you can. And I think that's the beauty of homeschool, is the freedom you have. Mm-hmm. You know, you just, it's a just a,
and
there's
you know,
a
that's a trap that a lot of parents fall into. They want to live their life through the child. This is what I would have wanted to be, and I never really did it. So let's make the child and the kids miserable.
That's right.
But you've made you're wise enough to recognize, no, this was an opportunity. You let him explore it, but it wasn't the right future for him. So he's moving in another direction.
Yes, and I find that even for women, you know, sometimes we get trapped in a lifestyle that we, you know, and I know working as an administrator, I loved my job, you know, but that was a big step for me to say yes to this calling, you know, because I really liked what I did. One of the things, one part of my job, in fact, I had the keys to the gate every morning, and I had to open the gate and let the kids in from the car line to their classroom and kind of call them by name in the morning, greet them, and then lock it up. And then in the afternoon, I'd have to, you know, open it up again, let them out, and make sure it was locked at the end of the day. And I remember about a year after I had resigned and I was home, I was writing some poetry. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was showing me something. He said, Cherie, that whole time you were like a gatekeeper. And I remember praying over that building. After I'd locked that gate, I'd pray over that building. I'd say, Lord, you know, keep these children safe today. And, you know, and it was just a prayer of safety. And he said, but Cherie, I'm the gatekeeper. And it gave me chill. I had never heard that. I knew God as my, you know, as my Savior, the Rose of Sharon. I knew all these terms, you know, my shepherd. But I'm the gatekeeper. I had never heard that. And I said, wow, you are. And
that's
he
so
can,
true.
Yeah,
Good.
He can open doors no man can open. He can shut doors no man can shut. And He holds the key as David. And He showed me that comparison. Oh, God, you took me out of that and you brought me to this new life here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't till last night. I said, Lord, you know, confirm that you would want me to share that. And I was flipping through the channels and John 10:3 popped up on the screen. Mm-hmm. And it said, He is a gatekeeper.
Yeah, that's one translation.
Yes.
He says, I am the door, I think it's the King James.
And He opens the gate and He calls them by name,
one
by one. And I said, oh, there's confirmation, you know. But it's weird how the Lord will speak to you and then He'll confirm it in His word right after. And I mean, that to me, that's just beautiful. And I think to relate it to women today, if you're in a season where you feel like maybe that time's running out, you know, just trust the Lord and He'll lead you.
Always.
He'll lead you. And it'll be for His glory.
That's
and
beautiful.
And for your family's benefit when you put your family first.
I love that.
Yes.
And it's so wonderful to notice the children when they're discovering their next step.
Yes.
And you could be there to be the encourager to them, to let them walk through that next step.
That's right.
Because you're not the gatekeeper. You're recognizing that God's opening the doors.
He's the gatekeeper.
He's revealed their to himself, to their heart.
That's
he's
right.
He's the gatekeeper.
And really, when you obey him, he'll lead you for your children. You know, I think about Daddy, you know, taking us on those trips a lot.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing when I think back where he took us. Some of his business trips were at some Spanish towns.
Oh. Okay.
And I was 12, from 12 to 16, he took us to Las Cruces, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. He took us to
San Antonio,
Texas. He took us to St. Augustine, Florida, which is the oldest Spanish settlement. Mm-hmm. And I began to have this love for the Spanish culture. I was 16 years old, and I remember we were in San Antonio, and I heard the Latin music outside and the rhythm. I said, oh, Lord, send me a Spanish Christian man one day. I was only 16 years old. And, you know, years later, I came to Covenant Church and met Jorge Gomez, George Gomez.
Who is Spanish.
And who's
Spanish. Met
Jorge Gomez.
From Honduras. And it's just amazing.
How long have y'all been married now?
So we've been married. It'll be 17 years.
Wow. I didn't realize that either.
I know. I'm old.
No, you're not.
I'm getting old.
Oh, that means I am too.
No, y'all make me feel old because we've been married 54 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
But he's not Spanish.
No. And it's funny because my daddy's very a lot like Brother Jesse.
Very much
he's Cajun.
So.
You know,
Cajun.
And so I'm Cajun. Mm-hmm. My mom is Italian. And a lot of my friends would say, Cherie, where's this coming from? Why do you want a Spanish Christian man? I said, I don't. It's just I have this love for the culture.
It's
I love
culture
the music. I love the food. You know,
and especially the food.
Yes. And I knew that the Lord was going to do it. And I knew it. And so I met George at Covenant Church on a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And met him, and that was it. 6 months later, we were engaged.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah.
It's when you know, you know. And mm-hmm. It's just doing, my dad taking us on those trips.
You're exposed to cultures.
Yes,
yeah.
Making learning a reality, a life experience. It really just paved my destiny. Mm-hmm. And look, I got two beautiful little boys that are half Spanish, half Cajun. And, you know, it's just... It's amazing how God works. It really is.
It's beautiful. And it inspires everyone watching, too, today.
Yes.
That every step that you take, he's going to guide you through that the gate of whatever that season is you're walking through.
Yes.
And to me, it's just awesome because it just shows the journey. He's with you every step of the way.
Yeah.
And really, when you give him a job, like our theme is, give God a job, he'll take mm-hmm. you and he'll totally steer you into the direction you should go. When you just trust in him and pray, let the anxiety and the fear go and just live in that joy with him, and he'll mm-hmm. take you to places you've never even dreamed of, just like he's taken you and your family on this journey.
Yes.
It's
and
wonderful.
Everything that y'all have done as children has shaped what you are doing today,
mm-hmm.
and now what you're taking it the next level with your children. So even though they're in the school lifetime during the homeschool period, you keep the fun going because but the fun is also learning.
Yes,
learning about life, learning about adventure, learning about great futures that they could have. And it's just perfect circle that God brings everything together
it
in.
It sure is.
This
yeah,
was
really.
A great program, Cherie. Yeah, I love having you with
you.
Us.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks
Talk
so much
it.
For
thank
taking
you.
The time to come and share with the viewers, everybody that's with us today. And before we go, though, I always love to thank our partners. So thank you, partners, for being a part of this program, for helping us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And if you're watching today and God is speaking to you about becoming a partner or just giving a one-time donation, you can do that today by using all the different ways that are mentioned right there on the screen. You can go to jdm.org. PayPal, text to give, or select giving on our JDM app, or you can mail in a donation. The address will be on there as well, I'm sure. But, you know, we just want to say thank you for being a part of it. You know, every time we get together in Studio C, it's always explosive.
It really is.
And I believe today people got to really see what it means to just live life to its fullest and and transfer the wonderful, loving life that you have into your children, into that next generation.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Thank you, Miss Kathy. Thank you, Chrissy,
thank
for
you,
having
Cherie.
Me.
It was
been a
wonderful.
Blessing.
Yes,
thank you.
It was. And thank you so much for being with us today. I hope you'll join me again in Studio C for our next Glorious Living, and I'll look to see you there. Bye-bye.